Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to understand how we can bring the divine into our daily lives by incorporating the characteristics of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into improving our relationships with our family and with our spouses. The name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Khafid, which means the humbler. When we look at our marriage relationships, we often see that the ego and the lack of humbleness can cause a great rift or a great divide between couples. When we talk about someone being humble, it means being able to incorporate a recognition of how replaceable we all are, or how in this dunya, in this world of billions of people, we are a speck, a drop in the ocean. And when we put that into perspective, we begin to recognize how our journey in this dunya, how our purpose in this life is really all about pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshiping Allah through seeking His pleasure. And within our marriage relationship, each action that we take can be a form of worshiping Allah when we seek to please Allah by pleasing our spouse. What does it mean to please our spouse? Again, when we speak about the relationship, the marital relationship, we are speaking of a relationship that is free from oppression, that is free from forced engagement, that is free from an unfair balance or a dysfunction in terms of power within the relationship. We're talking about a partnership. And within that partnership, being humble as a spouse is incredibly important. Because when you are humble, you begin to recognize that it's not all about you all of the time, but that the marriage relationship really is about that partnership, is about working hand in hand together to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to continue on that journey towards Jannah together. What do we do though when our ego gets the best of us? What do we do when we realize how hard it is sometimes to maintain that humbleness in the relationship? We often see it evoking, that ego being evoked, when there are arguments, when there's anger that has been sparked. And this is why we're reminded in the hadith consistently, when the man came to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, "How can I be a better person?" The response of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not pray more or fast more. It was do not become angry. And when the man asked again, "What else can I do?" Again, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, "Do not become angry." And then a third time he asked, and a third time the response was, "Do not become angry." Because it is in those moments of anger that we lose control of the self, and the ego rears its head when we insist on being right, when we insist on not apologizing, when we insist on not recognizing the wrong that we may have done in the relationship, and instead only see the wrong that the other may have committed. That's not a relationship of equilibrium. That's not a partnership. That's a relationship of ego. So I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Al-Khafid, the humbler, allows our hearts to remain humble in our relationships with our spouses and with all that we interact with, because it is through that humbleness that we get closer and closer to the beloved Creator. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses all of our unions and blesses our families and our children and allows us to be the best versions of ourselves always. Jazakumullahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again in our next episode as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.